Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Sunday. I think it's the 27th of May, 2012.
It is, yes. Hello. Hello, Simon's imaginary friends. Yeah,
who
your
you?
Turn. Sorry?
Who are you?
I don't know. Who am I? Shouldn't you introduce your guests on the show?
I'm SM2N and this is JN2N.
That's me. Hello.
And we're going to talk to you about... yesterday we went to two different restaurants, didn't we?
Oh, yes. I suppose so, yeah. Mm-hmm. One fast food and one pub.
Is that what you mean? Gastro pub.
Gastro pub, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, the food was nice in the gastro pub, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the service was nice?
Well, I don't know. They brought the food and that was it. Mm. Yeah.
Sorry. And what about the other place we went to?
The other place was KFC. And I hadn't been there for years. In fact, I can't remember when I was last there. The only time that I can remember was when I was staying with friends in Folkestone. And that was my first time. And I can't remember that I've been after that. What about you?
I think we went there once when I was down. I think, didn't we go to Exeter or something? And I went for a meeting and you went shopping.
That sounds likely, yeah. And then we went to KFC. It's possible. It's possible. Obviously, the first experience sticks in my mind.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I just couldn't. I couldn't believe that you could get a bucket full of chicken pieces. Mm-hmm.
So, why suddenly going back to KFC?
Because there wasn't a McDonald's there. Because we needed to get some food, and I mean, I would have preferred a McDonald's because at least I've seen the kids eat that before, but they only had, what was it, a Pizza Hut or something, and a KFC, and then for some reason we went for the KFC, probably thinking it was going to be quicker than the Pizza Hut, and we just wanted to have a quick meal and then move on, didn't we?
Yes, but I don't think we've talked on Audioboo about our recent decision to patronise McDonald's.
No, we didn't. I think that book got deleted, didn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why did we go there again? Oh, yes, because we were coming back from Germany and it was quite late and we needed to get something to eat for the kids. But I can't remember. Why did we go to McDonald's?
Right, so we turned up, we came off the aeroplane into Heathrow and it was already sort of the kids' eating time or even beyond their eating time and perhaps more towards their bedtime, but they hadn't eaten. So I think we decided that it might be a good idea to get them used to, because the problem we've always had with the kids is that when you take them out somewhere to eat is that they usually end up not eating because the food is not what they expect, and therefore they don't they find it difficult to eat, and they'll often ignore the food, and then as soon as we get back in the car then they'll say, "All right, so are we gonna have dinner when we get home?" And
yeah, well, Amelia will say that. She said that yesterday as well, though, even though she had spaghetti bolognese at that gastro pub, and then still she was sitting about half an hour in, she was saying, "Oh, so I'm going to go home, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have ice cream." "No, you're going to go to bed." So she's still doing it, but at least they ate. It's just a matter of getting them used to eating outside. I think when they're somewhere else, they just get too excited and they forget to eat.
So that's the idea then. So that's our idea, to if we get them used to eating McDonald's food, and so that we know that actually they would eat it, and you know, we're not going to buy food and then they just leave it to one side and not eat it, and then complain 10 minutes later they're hungry. But if we actually get them indoctrinated into McDonald's, then no matter which country in the world we take them to, or which part of the UK we take them to, there'll always be a McDonald's somewhere nearby. So there'll always be somewhere where we can be fairly sure that they will eat.
Yes, which reminds me very much of my student days when I was doing lots of travelling, and we were certainly always looking for McDonald's. Number one, because you knew you could definitely eat the food, and number two...
So you could do a number two.
Well, not necessarily, but yes. For the clean toilets, yes. And you'd know there was one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be in danger of deleting this poo as well now?
No. No, that's all right. I'm only ever so slightly embarrassed. Carry on.
So there we are. So that's hence McDonald's. And now we thought we'd add KFC to the quiver of arrows that we have.
It doesn't really make sense, does it? Because Henry doesn't eat chicken. Ever. He didn't eat his chicken burger, did he?
No, but at least we know he'll eat his fries with ketchup.
Yes, yes. He got a lot of pleasure out of taking every single fry, dipping it very carefully in ketchup, and then eating it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more about the experience than about the food for him, isn't it? Mm-hmm. He's an artist.
So there we have it. Anything else to say about KFC?
Not really, no. It was quite nice. What stunned me was that they had the calorific values of all their foodstuffs up on the board, which kind of made me think, no, I don't think I'm going to have that milkshake after all. So it's very nice of them to put that up there, but it does the job, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy more.
Now, McDonald's, obviously, I'm a recently newfound connoisseur of McDonald's. They also put the calorific thing, but I think they do it on the packets, don't they? So once you've already bought it, you can see.
Yeah. Then you can see how much you're going to, yeah. But KFC had it high up on the board where you choose your food, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't get a nasty shock when you've bought it. Mm. So that's different. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Well, thank you very much for being on my poo.
Oh, thank you for letting me.
Toodle-boo.
Bye-bye.